Hello and welcome to a very special edition of Mailbox. It is special because I have two very special guests in the studio today. Tracy Andreotti won a week-long stay in Prague, courtesy of Park Hotel Praha, for herself and her husband Henry Claude, for her entry in Radio Prague's annual writing contest. Congratulations once again and welcome to Radio Prague. It's great to have you here.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
It's a pleasure.
Please tell us, where are you from and what do you do?
Well, we both live in St. Louis, Missouri, and we've lived there for a while. I'm originally from California, lived in New Jersey and Massachusetts, but we've been based in St. Louis for a long time. And we are both musicians. I play cello, which I've played since I was 8 years old. And I'm a freelancer. I play in different orchestras. We play with an opera company. We play pretty much anything for hire. And then a lot of other groups that we form on our own. And I also am a teacher of cello and beginning strings for children.
I work as a percussionist in St. Louis, and I have been there for about 35 years, 40 years almost. I was born outside of Chicago, so I'm raised, corn-fed, raised in the Midwest, and worked to become a orchestral percussionist and then branched out into all kinds of other things, instrument building, composition, and especially one of my loves is contemporary chamber music and playing music for dance. And I'm the music director of the dance division at Washington University and teach percussion there also.
Wow. Tracy, you wrote in your entry that it was Josef Škvorecký's books that drew your attention to Czech culture and eventually to Radio Prague. Is it really true?
Oh, it's definitely true. I was interested in the history and the culture of Czech Republic, and I had actually for a long time focused on, I really liked the German writers, and I also really liked nonfiction. And I started reading a lot about the fall of communism, and I was always so impressed and intrigued by how it happened here in this country. So certain names started cropping up, and one of them was Josef Škvorecký. And then so I finally decided, okay, well, I will try and find one of his books, and as I wrote about it, I found The Engineer of Human Souls. So I absolutely loved his writing. I think he's just an incredible storyteller. And then I started reading little blurbs about other people in the back of his books or on the cover. He is like Hrabal, or you will like, you know, Milan Kundera or whatever. And so then I started reading all of them. And so, yeah, he was the first, and he just opened up all these doors to me.
Do you listen to Radio Prague, or do you read a website, or do you combine the two?
Yeah, I don't listen on the shortwave radio. So I found it on my computer when we got new MacBooks a few years ago. It was listed under news, and I was actually looking for BBC, and I saw, oh, Radio Prague as well. So that's when I started looking at the website and reading that and checking it. It's on the top little scroll thing. I'm not sure what it's called on the computer. So it's the first thing I go to every day, and I look at that. And so I also listen. I have it set up on my computer where I can listen to what is being broadcast at the moment. And then obviously the podcasts as well.
Do you have the same passion for Czech musicians as you do for Czech authors?
I do for a few. What's interesting is, of course, you grow up and you're playing you're studying classical music, you're playing Dvořák and Smetana, you know them, and especially as a cellist, I mean, the greatest work ever written for cello is the Dvořák Cello Concerto. So there are those, and then it wasn't really until I got this big interest that I discovered the music of more contemporary, although still old, Czech composers, Janáček and Bohuslav Martinů, whom I absolutely love now. And actually on Radio Prague, one of my favorite people who I'm completely obsessed with right now is Iva Bitova, mm-hmm. who there had been a spotlight on her. And then I went on YouTube and saw some of her videos, and now I have all her albums. And whenever I feel depressed, I listen to some Iva Bitova.
I'm asking also because I know that you took part in a couple of our monthly Mystery Czech quizzes concerning musicians.
Yeah, when did Schubert die? That one I knew. I was like, oh, that's Schubert.
If you know the answer to this one, please don't give it away.
Okay.
So in September, we are looking for the name of an opera singer who was born in 1807 in the East Bohemian town of Teplice nad Metují and died in 1886 in the German city of Dresden. You have until Thursday, September the 30th, to send us your answers to english@radio.cz or Radio Prague 12099 Prague. In the next edition of Mailbox, we will reveal the mystery man's identity by quoting from your emails. From me, it's goodbye now, and many thanks to my special guests, Tracy and Henry.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.